Hi, this is Anne Butler. Hello, everyone. I'd like to talk to you about my love of reading. As far back as I can remember, I've been able to read. I can't remember not being able to read, is what I'm trying to say. So back in the day, I had my Ladybird books I used to get from the school library, even in primary school. I remember a book title called The Big Jump, you know, Chicken Licken, The Sky's Going to Fall In, The Sky's Going to Fall In, Janet and John, all those easy reading books for little kids, all the way up to when I became older, hit my teens, and discovered that there are all sorts of interesting things to read. So from articles in newspapers, the things I can understand, which increase my vocabulary immensely, to non-fiction pieces around, for example, the history of the Olympics. I remember during a school break sitting and reading the history of the Olympics, and my math teacher walked past and he saw me reading this. His name was Mr. Henry. And Mr. Henry said to me, "What on earth are you reading?" And I showed him the cover and he said, "Do you really find that interesting?" And I said, I do. Do you know?" And I started reading off all these facts and figures, and he kind of waved his arms at me and carried on his way. I must have been around 11 or 12 at that time. Anyway, so I love reading. And then I must have been about 13 or 14 when I discovered romance novels. And I'm a bit of a, you know, I've always loved love stories. And when the elders in the house were watching, you know, the soap operas, and there was a kind of a kissy-kissy moment, I always thought, oh, this is just so wonderful, you know, people are in love. And so I discovered love stories. And the first love story I ever read, one of my cousins lent it to me. And I was just completely blown away by it. Now, I'm not going to say who the author was or what the title was. But I was just so taken over by this story of this couple who survived all the odds, and, you know, to find their happily ever after. And that became my go-to genre from then until now. I'm a middle-aged woman, and that's still my go-to genre where I need to find a happy place because I'm feeling a little bit stressed, or, you know, in lieu of eating chocolate, I'll find a romantic novel. Anyway, so this is the story I wanted to tell you today. This, my first podcast on this channel. I discovered that very first romantic novel about 2 years ago. And I thought, oh my gosh, I remember this title. I remember it so well, even though it was so long ago. And it was in some secondhand bookshop. Might have been even at my local station, you know, the pile of books you see now where people try to sell all their paperbacks. And I got it for, you know, 20p or something. And I started reading this book, and oh my God, it was just so of its time. Some of the language, the way the main female character behaved, the way the main male character behaved, it just, to me today, knowing what I know now, was so cringeworthy. And it's something that only a 13-year-old would have enjoyed, although I wonder if a 13-year-old today would enjoy that story were they to come across it. But yeah, romance as a genre has come such a long way. There are so many types of themes and stories, and if you like the kind of the old school if I'm being polite, heroes. Those stories are still being written today. But if you like something that is a little less set in the 1920s, shall we say, where the main female characters have more choices, and that includes in the bedroom, and the male characters are still strong but are less abusive in how they speak to and how they treat the women in their lives. Those stories are out there now. There are lots of them out there, lots of authors who are providing that kind of content. So go out there and try them. Maybe in my next broadcast, I will talk about one or two of the people who I have discovered in the last 5 years or so and why I like their style of writing, and maybe one or two titles that I've reread because I've enjoyed them so much. So I shall leave you here for now, and hope you enjoyed my rambling. Catch you next time.